Time for the rural news now with Sally Murphy in Ōtautahi, Christchurch. Kia ora.
Morning.
Now, exporters shouldn't be worried that China might retaliate to this criticism from our government.
Yeah, earlier this week, the government criticised Chinese state-sponsored cyber attacks, leading to concerns China could retaliate. The country is our largest trading partner, and we export over $20 billion of product there every year. Agriculture Minister Damien O'Connor says he isn't expecting any retaliation, as trade and security are separate issues. And an agricultural trade commentator agrees, saying New Zealand doesn't need to panic in its export arrangements. Mike Peterson says it's acceptable for New Zealand to have certain views around some issues and still maintain a strong trading relationship.
From an agricultural trade point of view, we should be quite clear that we've got a long history now of relationship building with China. It culminated with the trade agreement that we signed with them back in the early 2000s. And we should remember that there's a lot of goodwill in the bank, and that we are going to make comments from time to time on other issues that shouldn't interfere with our trading relationship. So I remain quite comfortable that relationship's robust and our international trade should continue. We have some sectors that are particularly reliant on China. There's been an argument floating around that we should reduce our reliance on China. And look, to be honest, that's what every exporting company in New Zealand does. They look around the world to make sure they're not over-reliant on any single market. And China's no exception to that. We were reliant on the UK once, and we've moved our exports accordingly.
Mike Peterson. And this week, Nationals leader Judith Collins has said New Zealand is too reliant on China for trade and needs to diversify.
Now, Fish and Game are making a huge move to help salmon stocks recover.
That's right. From the next fishing season, which starts in October, instead of being allowed to catch two salmon a day, Canterbury anglers will now only be able to catch two sea-run salmon for the whole season. Fish and Game Council Chairman Ray Grubb says the wild sea-run salmon fishery has been in decline for over 20 years.
Over the last 10 years, the number of salmon running to spawn has decreased dramatically at basically a subsistence level, and we need to look and take urgent action to aim for a recovery of the fish stocks. Salmon are really important for a whole bunch of our anglers, and the deterioration is not one anyone's comfortable with.
Fish and Game had to seek regulatory change from the government to put the season bag limit in place, and that's a bit of a milestone moment because it's never been done here before. Ray Grubb says without knowing what's causing the drop in numbers, reducing catch is the best option.
We don't and cannot answer the questions about what happens at sea, and it seems reasonable to expect there are changes occurring at sea which is affecting the salmon's ability to continue back to spawn, and the numbers have dropped through that. Certainly there's problems with habitat. There needs to be a lot of work done with ECAN on improving habitat, and a lot more work needs to be done to protect spawning grounds, particularly through ECAN again. Habitat deterioration is a massive problem for Fish and Game across the South Island through intensive agriculture and irrigation.
And Ray Grubb says the new limit will be self-policed by fishermen. And that wraps up the rural news. We'll have more during Midday Report.
Ngā mihi mō te rā, Sally. Thank you very much for the rural news there.